RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Where do we start? Where do we start? I don't even know. Jam-packed Friday program. We're always busy on Fridays. Here are the two. Tony Bennett retired. Hello. That one came out of nowhere. We'll talk about that, what that means. That's I think, number one. Number two, we rode the roller coaster last night in Blacksburg. Hokies are dominating. Hokies aren't dominating. Oh, crap. Facial toot and fumbled. Oh, it's 21. And then all of a sudden, they put it back together again. We got some record-setting performances last night in Blacksburg. I love it for two guys who have been the heart and soul of this team this year, Bashal Tootin, Hokies single-game rushing leader. So cool to see him with that title. APR, Antoine Powell-Ryland, he is now the all-time 4-sack-in-a-game leader, passing a guy you may know, Bruce Smith. That's good company to keep as well. We'll dive into the Hokies. We'll take your phone calls on both of those things. We have our regular Friday guest, Gary Hess, will be here in 15 minutes. Get us ready for the high school game of the week, but I know he's got Tony Bennett thoughts as well. We'll dive into that. Parney joins us at 10:45. We love having Parney on the show on Fridays. He was out at the golf tournament yesterday playing in the Pro-Am, so we'll get his report from the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. Oh, by the way, there's a major golf tournament in Richmond this weekend. It's like the seventh thing I got to here. It's a big deal. Love the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. If you're around this weekend, weather looks great. Should be a really fun time out there. Tony Bennett, though. Tony Bennett. I mean, just my phone just starts blowing up yesterday. I was like, what's going on? Oh, Tony Bennett's going on. That's what's going on. That's the main story in the world of sports. Also, in case that wasn't enough, it's a football Friday. We'll make our NFL picks. We'll get you ready for Panthers Commanders Sunday right here. It's a 4:00 kickoff, so bookmark that. It's not a national TV game, but it is a 4:00 kickoff. I still have no idea why. I don't want to know why. Look, they tell me when they play the games, I'll be there. I'll be part of him. Jaden Daniels, rookie of the week yesterday, remains a big storyline. He is dominating. He is getting national attention. Also, in case that wasn't enough, we have 3 pairs of tickets to give away today to see Kevin James at the Dominion Energy Center. Kevin James, I know him as the King of Queens, but he's done like a million things since then. I also know him as Paul Blart Mall Cop. I don't know if, like, he's probably not leading the resume with that, But you know, once you've seen it, you won't unsee it. Megan just gave me the big allies here. Like, yeah, he's Paul Blart Mall Cop. He's coming to Richmond.
I didn't realize that was Paul Blart. I didn't know that was his real name.
You're like, oh, we're giving away tickets. Yeah, great, whatever. I'll answer the phone. No, we're giving away tickets.
I might call in.
It's Kevin James at the Dominion Energy Center, the Owls Don't Walk Tour. Tickets go on sale this morning. So now's your chance to jump on the Dominion Energy Center website, buy some tickets to see Kevin James, or you can call in and win three times today, including at the end of this segment. So in 6 minutes, I'm going to give the call to win. You can call in, win a pair of tickets to see Kevin James next year at the Dominion Energy Center. Now is the time to get your tickets, though. If Megan's enthusiasm is any indication, these are going to go quickly.
You weren't kidding. I looked it up. He is Paul Blart.
You are Paul Blart.
Yeah.
Now do you believe me? Yeah. Absolutely. Big story. And we'll do baseball, too. We always make time for baseball on this show.
Baseball.
When the Yankees get walked off in the 10th inning, we make time for baseball. It's like when the Cowboys lose by 100. Doesn't matter what else is going on in the world. We will make time for the Yankees getting walked off. When the guy's nickname who does the thing is Big Christmas, yeah, we're going to make time for baseball today. Don't you worry about that. Full Hokies highlights coming, so don't worry about that. We got everything you need to know from the game in Blacksburg last night. You'll hear from Bashel Tootin. He's your new Virginia Tech single-game rushing leader. But we've got to start the show with Tony Bennett announcing his sudden retirement from UVA basketball. At 11 o'clock, he's going to give a press conference. We will air that live right here. We will cut away from this show to make sure you hear the Tony Bennett retirement press conference. So we're not going to talk over that. We're going to hear from Tony Bennett. We'll react to that live on the air. Two things here, right? Everybody's asking me this morning, why and why now? And I think I'm positioned to answer both of those questions. And I'll start with this. That was the first team I covered out here for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. I covered Tony Bennett's first 4 years and sat down in his office, chatted with him on occasion, always found him to be a great dude, a genuine dude, just full of, you know, he's a man of faith. He makes no apologies about that, but he's also incredibly humble, incredibly invested in the players. The story I always tell is, you know, there were people, me included at times, who were always frustrated that Tony Bennett didn't do a lot of interviews, didn't do a lot of media. And, you know, we'd say, hey, you know, it's senior day. Can we get Tony Bennett to talk about the seniors? Oh, you know, he wants seniors to talk for themselves. You know, he doesn't want to do a thing, make a scene. I withdrew all those objections when, and we're just going to name names this morning, right? There's no, you can't tell these stories without name dropping, but Roy Williams very famously always had time for SportsCenter for the national media. And then, you Raleigh newspaper, yeah, okay, yeah, you know, okay, a couple minutes, let's go. That wasn't Tony. Tony was consistent. College game day, they've been several times since, obviously, but College game day came to UVA. I'm sure it was UVA Duke or UVA Carolina, one of those games. And as part of the show, they interview the coach from the hosting team during the program that morning. And that's, you're not going to get better publicity for a program than that. And Tony Bennett declined the interview, which, talking to some of the people who run College game day, like, we've literally never seen this. You know, it's always, what can we do? How long can the coach be on? You know, how can we maximize this for the program? I don't want to come be on the show. I'm preparing for a basketball game. And that's what I knew. Just, this guy's wired differently, right? If he's blowing off College game day, he can blow me off. I get it. He's consistent and he's true to his values. He didn't like a lot of what's going on in college basketball, and he's not alone in that club. Obviously, you've seen a lot of guys. Jay Wright's probably your closest comparable, a guy who's got some years left in him and some good years left in him, who just said, I ain't dealing with this anymore. And it's not even the NIL. A lot of these guys have thoughts about the kids being paid, obviously. It's really more the transfer portal than the NIL. And he felt like he was having to recruit his own team, and he wasn't able to, you know, build into the players every year the way he wanted to. To the why now question, of course, when you do it now, this is the Dean Smith. When you do it right now, your assistant gets to take over. We'll air Tony Bennett live at 11. I would be stunned if they don't announce that Ron Sanchez is the new coach of the UVA basketball team. That's Tony's guy. He brought him back from Charlotte. I don't think Richie McKay's coming back on short notice. He's got a good thing going down the road at Liberty. Jason Williford certainly will be in that mix, a Richmond guy. But I'd be stunned if it's anybody other than Sanchez, just knowing what I know of that program and Tony and how he thinks of him. UVA's got two of these now in recent history, right? Bronco Mendenhall with a very abrupt departure as well. Another guy who didn't much care for business as usual, didn't much care for the way, oh, you do things this way and that way. And that was Tony. Now, Tony's not as old as Jay Wright. He's 55. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he comes back around if college sports gets its act together. And we've talked about this a million times on the show. I have two main points here. One is contracts. They have them in pro sports. Why can't they have them in college sports if they're getting paid? You're coming to UVA. Great. It's a four-year contract. We'll give you the NIL, but you're going to be here for 4 years. And, you know, like in football, you can work in buyouts and all those other things. You don't get kids a way out. But that way, you know, it's a four-year commitment. You can root for the kid and invest in the kid. The second thing is, this is not the kid's fault. This is the adult's fault. And I'm not talking about Tony Bennett, but I'm talking about the athletic directors who expand conferences coast to coast, who put kids on airplanes to play 9 p.m. tip-offs in Charlottesville, Virginia, so that they can play Tuesday night football games so that they can get a few more dollars from ESPN and milk a few more dollars out of this. When the kids are being inconvenienced to that degree to play sports so that the adults can make money, it's not wrong of the kids to say, well, hang on, we want some of that money too. We're generating the money. That's fair. Now, because the NCAA doesn't have any teeth, doesn't have any competence at the moment, they haven't done it in an organized fashion, and maybe Tony Bennett can lead the charge in that. I'll be fascinated to hear his comments again. We'll play those live in 49 minutes, his retirement press conference. Right now, though, I need you to call in your first chance today of three chances to win Kevin James tickets at the Dominion Energy Center. These tickets go on sale today. Kevin James coming to the Dominion Energy Theater next year. He'll be in Richmond. This is next spring. Call in right now, 833-804-0910. That number to call and win Kevin James tickets, 833-804-0910. We're back with Gary Hess right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Friday fun, 9 to the Fan, 105.1 FM. Reminder, live 11 o'clock a.m. this morning. That's in 45 minutes. Tony Bennett gives his retirement press conference. He's 55 years old. Abrupt retirement from UVA basketball yesterday. We're unpacking that. We'll have the Hokies highlights as well. Parney joins the show at 10:45 instead of 11, so we can make sure to get you Tony Bennett live. Thank you to everybody who called in. We have two more sets of Kevin James tickets to give away. We will do those before we go off the air at noon. One thing I did not say was that Kevin James is at the Dominion Energy Carpenter Theater on June 5th, 2025. So you got time to plan your evening. Good reservations still available at restaurants nearby that night, presumably. It's a Friday. We bring in our guy.
What's happening?
Gary Hess. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Busy week for you. The Tuesday high school walkthrough so that we could do Thursday night football with the Hokies, which was its own wild ride. It's 28-0 at halftime. Go to bed. Have yourself a nice night.
You know, if you take out the third quarter, they played great.
It's 28-0. And then all of a sudden, it's 28-21, and Bashel Tootin fumbles. And you're just like, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. And then they flip the switch right back. And off to the races again. Fourth and one stop. Wild, wild football game.
Yeah, once they got that fourth and one stop, it was Katie bar the door.
There you go. We'll get to all of it. It's time for a little Friday fun with Gary. Woo! We got a good one tonight. Chesterfield taking on Richmond City. We've said many times this year how good Richmond City football is. I think, no disrespect, Armstrong or TJ, I think you're getting the best of the best tonight, is my hunch.
My hunch, too. I haven't seen any of the three yet. I think, I don't know. You know, this is...
I should say it because people are listening and they don't know what I'm talking about. Huguenot and LC Bird is the game of the week.
Yeah, tonight. So Huguenot and LC Bird. And I've been talking this week, and I'm sure Coach Chris and I'll talk about it tonight. We talked about it Tuesday as well. I, you know, having done this for 31 years, I can't think of Huguenot and Bird without thinking of Coach Paquette and Coach Richard McPhee and those 1990s showdowns between Bird and Huguenot every single year. And so it's like everything old is new again. Here we are again. So, it's going to be fun. I think the matchup that, you know, that people need to be mindful of is the high octane, averaging over 50 points a game, high wire act that is Huguenot's offense with speed everywhere and, you know, great receivers, running backs, two quarterbacks. It's just that whole show, the greatest show on turf, you know, Central Region style, against Bird's defense, which is next level good. And so something's got to give, and we're going to find out tonight.
Something's got to give. Somebody's got to win, but both teams can play well, and I think they will tonight. I want to bookmark that for a second, though, because Tony Bennett retired yesterday. That was just like, kaboom, like the phones are blowing up. What's going on here? Gary, what's going on here?
Well, my first thought was, Tony, you're 55. I'm north of 55. I'd like to abruptly retire as well.
He's probably got a better retirement plan than we do.
Yeah, I would think. He certainly has more disposable income than I have. That's for daggone sure. So here's the thing, and I think you may have covered some of this. I was glad to see the reporting that it's not health related.
It's not health related.
It's not health related. So then I go back to two things. He has expressed frustration at times over the last couple years with the New World Order of college athletics, albeit NIL and the transfer portal. And my focus between those two would be on the transfer portal, because Tony Bennett's system is such that you need to have players in the program multiple years to get them playing it the way he wants them to play it.
Yep.
And so, in light of that, I think this has been coming for a while. Also, the other thing I will say about this, this may have been an abrupt public announcement. I don't think anything about this behind the scenes has been abrupt, because that's not how Tony Bennett does things.
No. There were rumblings in March that he was considering it.
Right. What I'm saying is I think the players, the support people, I think that, and I'm surprised it hadn't gotten out, but I think they knew this was coming, and they know, you know, and I would agree with your assessment that I'd be surprised if it's not Ron Sanchez.
Glory days of the ACC, Coach K, Dean Smith, Roy. I mean, the Jim Boeheim obviously gets absorbed into it. The list goes on. Tony Bennett became the face of the ACC when all those guys took their ball and went home. Is it too early to declare an existential crisis for college basketball that a lot of these name guys are leaving, and I'm not sure there's been a sufficient amount of picking up the slack on the other end?
You know, I think we're seeing it at levels other than college. You know, like I was talking to a coach friend of mine this week about high school football in the area. You don't see, you know, the Tom Halls, and he changed schools, but he's still in his 26th year as a head coach.
Yep.
You know, and Billy Mills, you know, these guys who are high school coaching lifers, you just don't see it anymore. And it's, you know, some of it is just the ADD nature of society these days, but some of it is
the gig economy, Gary.
Yeah, the thank you very much. The changing nature of the game, and you know the transfer thing is alive and well on the high school level, and you know, and so the disenchantment happens pretty easily. And so in college basketball, it doesn't surprise me that some of these old school guys, And make no mistake, most of them are old school. You know, Calipari's act ran thin at Kentucky, and so he's at Arkansas now. We all know that. But here's the thing: he was the poster child. You know, Coach K to an extent, Bill Self to an extent, but the one and dones the ground zero was Kentucky.
Yep.
And so now everybody's got one and dones because that's the nature of college basketball and the transfer portal. So Calipari is a guy who can operate in that space. But some of these other guys, they just, you know, it's like, I'm done. I can't deal with that
anymore. And Self's comfortable operating in that space. Dan Hurley right. flirted with the Lakers. I mean, and he who's got it better than him right now?
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I was a poll voter in the Associated Press, no disrespect to Kentucky, and who was the other team ranked ahead of Kentucky? Not Kansas. Kansas was one. I can't remember who was two.
I don't know. Was it Alabama?
It was Alabama. Okay. That's exactly. So Alabama. All due respect to Kentucky and Alabama, who are great basketball teams. If you're the two-time defending champion,
yeah.
I'm ranking you number one in the preseason poll.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey. It's you know, it's the wisdom of Ric Flair. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Nobody's done it.
Right.
The way they've buzzsawed through March, a tournament literally designed to create chaos,
right.
they've taken all the chaos out of it.
Right.
They just comfortably win every tournament game right. they play.
Their version of chaos is losing on the road at Creighton in mid-February.
Yep.
And so it's like, okay, we're done losing now, so y'all, you know, see you and good night.
It's March, all right. It's showtime. Let's go. Let's do this thing. For UVA, I mean, that Tony gets the natty. That's obviously the legacy there, first to ever do that there. This is not a program, though, where this isn't Duke or Carolina, where when the guy leaves, not that success is guaranteed, but there was enough institutional momentum that you knew Duke and Carolina were going to continue to be good. This is an inflection point for UVA. There's no guarantees they stay good.
They're, you know, I look at it, I think about when, before your time in RVA, when Terry Holland stepped away from UVA. And, you know, UVA had a sustained period of being good when Terry Holland was there. Ralph Sampson had a big part of that.
Yep.
But, you know, he handed the baton off to Jeff Jones. And there was you know, he had one great recruiting class that had Jason Williford in it with Corey Alexander and Junior Burrow. And they were good for a period of time. And then the wane started. You know, and I could see, but that's accelerated now because of the nature, and that's, you know, that could be one of the reasons of the timing of this announcement. Well, if we do it 2.5 weeks before the season starts, all our, you know, the kids will have nowhere to go, so they'll have to stay here for at least this season.
It's wild. The rules are the portal window opens when the coach leaves for 30 days. So for the next 30 days, those kids can leave if they want to. I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. I think they circled the wagons privately before this ever happened.
I'd be stunned if they hadn't, for
right.
sure. It's going to be there's going to be a lot of pieces to pick up there. UVA, Debbie Ryan had UVA women's basketball humming. There's no guarantees that stays. You know, you got to fight for it every single year.
That's 100% true, and it's going to be a fascinating time at UVA. And will they be able to continue to get the NIL resources for the basketball program, and or is this an opportunity to say, no, we're going to redirect some of this NIL resources to the football program? Because, you know, that's been one of the issues in Blacksburg, where most of the NIL money is heading yep. to Brent Pry, and yep. that's the challenge Mike Young deals with down there.
No question. Gary Hess joins us on Fridays. He is the voice of high school football in Richmond. He's got a good one tonight. Huguenot and LC Bird. We're fired up for this. We're second time seeing Bird this year, I believe. Or two, not three, right? This is second time seeing
second.
Bird this. Anything else you're excited about tonight?
I got a couple things. You know, how will Glenn Allen bounce back? You ever seen the movie The Replacements?
Yeah.
You remember Shane Falco's speech about quicksand?
Yeah.
That's what happened to Glenn Allen last week.
Yeah.
A couple things went wrong. They couldn't run the ball the way they wanted to. Next thing you know, they're stuck in quicksand, and it gets away from them fast. Is Verina 35 points better than Glenn Allen? No. Are they better than Glenn Allen right now? Yes. You know, Verina has speed that you just can't replicate in practice. And so –
they're East End good, Gary.
Right, they are East End good. I've gotten a lot of mileage out of that quote. And it was like, as first heard on MP on the mic, Hermitage has some of the speed elements too. So Glenn Allen, Hermitage, that's a border war, Henrico County style game tonight.
You can't let a loss become a second loss.
100%.
That's what good teams do.
We can't let Verina beat us twice. That's what you'll hear coaches say. That's what Glenn Allen's facing tonight. That's a fascinating game. Another border war, and it sneaks up on you, don't realize it's a border war, is Powhatan against Midlow.
Yes.
It's the Battle of Westchester Commons. And so all these kids know. And so, I was talking to Coach Henderson Tuesday. He's like, "Yeah, these kids see each other at the Chick-fil-A at Westchester Commons all the time." I was like, "There you have it.
It's on."
And so that and Midlo's 5-1. That's going to be a really good game tonight. And so those are the two I'm really watching over and above our game tonight. And then another one is Atlee. Atlee is an interesting team. They got the big win over Hanover. They're a team that plays power football. And so this is the latest test for those three undefeated city schools as Atlee plays Armstrong tonight. I think Armstrong should be favored in that game, but it's not a gimme. So that's a test. If we, you know, these three city schools are 18-0, and two of the three have, you know, tests tonight, if it's that's going to become 21-0.
Dinwiddie at Petersburg, Harry Dalton 5 touchdowns away from the Richmond area record for touchdowns in a high school career.
Talking to Zach Joaquin this week, he was talking to Coach. This was in advance of his conversation. I was talking to him about he was going to talk to Coach Mills to see if he got to 4, if he was going to pull him out to so they could break it next the following week at home in front of the home fans. And I was like, I can tell you Billy's not how they roll. Billy's just going to be playing the game.
That's not how they
roll. Just going to be playing the game.
He will have to be notified by Zach after the game
right.
of the record. He's right. not. He's not. That's not on the scorecard.
Right.
This isn't Bachel Tootin coming back in
exactly,
last night.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and the thing of it is, you know, when they had the game in hand against Thomas Dale, when we did that game, you know, there were some substitutions in that game. Harry Dalton stayed on the field at quarterback, and I get that. You may adjust your play calling based on time of score, but he's the coach on the field. He's the calming influence. You may just turn around and hand off a lot, but you know, he's going to stay on the field. And if he just so happens to score, oh well. And, you know, so, and I'm not saying Billy's not going to run up the score.
No.
He's not going to do that.
No.
But he is not going to be thinking about the touchdown record. Plus, Dinwiddie's already got that record. You know what I'm saying? Adam Morgan is it's a matter of time before, as long as Harry Dalton stays healthy,
he doesn't need to do it tonight.
He's going to break that record. But it's like Dinwiddie's program currently holds that record. Yeah. So it's all in-house.
I love it. Gary, have a great call tonight. Game of the week, 9-10 The Fan. We got a good one, Huguenot and Bird.
Yep, looking forward to it. Thanks.
Have a great call. We're back after this. You're listening to 9-10 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Busy on a Friday, we will get you ready for Commanders Panthers. You will hear it right here on 910 The Fan Sunday at 4 o'clock. That ain't number one on the list today. That's not topping the rundown. Tony Bennett leaving UVA. Thank you to Gary Hess for dropping by, dropping a little wisdom. I grew up in the Midwest. I didn't live the glory days of ACC basketball, but it's funny because the stories are the same, right? You talk about like teachers wheeling the TV into the classroom so you could watch on the Friday of the ACC tournament. Like, we lived that, but it was the Big 8 tournament. So I feel like I can identify. I went to a basketball school at Kansas, obviously. I can identify with the passion and the desire and the dismay to see that football and football's had a very negative influence on college basketball, how big it is, how much it's loomed over everything, but also this quest for every last dollar has really done some things to the sport, and conference expansion's done some things to the sport that are unfortunate for those of us who love it. And we will hear from Tony Bennett in 25 minutes. So keep it locked right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll give away Kevin James tickets at the end of this segment. Kevin James is bringing his Owls Don't Walk tour to the Dominion Energy Carpenter Theater on June 5th of next year. Tickets go on sale today. We're giving away 3 pairs throughout today's show. Last night, though, look, a game like that is number one on pretty much any MP on the mic we do. It had to settle for second place today. I felt for the Hokies. Thursday night in Blacksburg is so freaking cool. And I love that they showed Enter Sandman and they did the thing. You know, it's so fun to watch. I wish I was there. That looks really cool. Sports Center's there live from Virginia Tech. and all they're talking about is UVA basketball. That's tough. Tough for a program that really hasn't caught a lot of breaks this year in a lot of ways. One break they caught, though, was Bashal Tutin. He is your new Virginia Tech single-game rushing leader.
He's in the backfield. Again, Tutin needs 5 yards to set the all-time school record. The line of scrimmage is the 45. Tutin takes the handoff, running up the middle, gets to the 50, on his feet at the 40, down to the Boston College 38-yard line, and there it is. The all-time record rushing yards in the game, Bashal Tutin.
And his teammates know they'll get him out of the game now.
He gets a big hug from his coaches. What a night for Tutin.
Man, what a moment. Everything he's meant to the program, everything he's done for the Hokies last couple of years, to have him in that seat with some of the guys who came before him hanging out in that crowd. Michael Vick was there. And it's really cool to see Brent Pry make sure he gets it right, end of a 42-21 game, in a great day all around in Blacksburg. You got Sports Center, the weather's nice, it's a little chilly, it's fall, it's football weather. Great start to the game, 28-0. A bunch of the students left, a bunch of the students came running back. It was 28-21. Tutin fumbles, and ooh boy, that was a scary moment there, 28-21. He fumbles. Boston College has the ball. We'll get to that in a second. Right now, let's hear from the Hokies.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All-time single-game rushing leader.
Means a lot, you know. I've been here for 2 years, and I worked so hard, you know, to get to this point and to have a game like that in front of a sold-out crowd at Virginia Tech with a lot of running backs in the past that was, you know, amazing first-rounders and whatnot. To just break that record, it definitely means a lot to me in my journey of where I came from.
266 yards. Let's play 61 of those yards right now because he went scooting on a touchdown run early in this one. Bashaul Tuten.
First down, here's a handoff to Bashaul Tuten. Explodes across the 50. Left sideline, 40. Amazing run by Tuten to the 20. And he will score! 61 yards! Bashaul Tuten, over 200 yards rushing. What a night for number 33 for the Hokies.
He's rooting and tooting and scooting and all those things and making up for the fumble with a great run. He turned on the jets, then slowed him back down. He was able to put out the parachute before he crossed the end zone. Don't fumble. But he had it clear by about 5 yards there with Boston College. It looked like Boston College was running in quicksand, to steal Gary Hess's metaphor there, as they were trying to catch him. Big play of the game, though. Boston College, Bill O'Brien, he's a great coach. I think very highly of him. He made the right call. It's 4th and 1 at midfield. You got all the momentum. It's 28-21. You're playing to win. You don't regret this call in any way whatsoever. It was the right call. If it were the Hokies, it would be the right call. If I'm a football coach, I make this call 100 times out of 100. But, man, the Hokies D-line came to play in this moment.
Castellanos is in the gun. Kyle Robichaud shows off his right hip. Snap comes back. Handoff. Robichaud powered down. He didn't make it. That was Jaden Keller who made the play. And Tech's defense led by Keller.
No regrets there at all if you're Boston College. Kai Robichaud, great running back. He was rolling. He was a big part of that comeback there to 28-21. The Hokies defense, though, what do we say? On paper, Tech's a better team. And they were the better team in that key moment in the game. They were tough up front all night. I said the offensive line was going to have to win this game. The defensive line ended up winning this game. Some great sacks. History books, not just Bashaul Tuten. How about APR, Antoine Powell-Ryland? How about 4 sacks last night? Let's hear him.
Snap comes back. Castellanos looks to throw. Rush comes. Another sack for APR. That is his 4th of the night.
3 times in his career, APR has had 4 sacks in a game. That breaks the previous Hokie mark. Bruce Smith did it 2 times. He turned out to be an all right football player down the line. National lead for sacks. Obviously, the Thursday game helps with that. Everybody else will get a chance to catch up this weekend. Antoine Powell-Ryland, 11 total sacks. Bashaul Tuten, 266 yards. 1st of 3, right? Now you get to look ahead to the next one. Georgia Tech and Syracuse win all 3. And we got ourselves another big game in Blacksburg when Clemson comes to town. We'll dive more into the Hokies later. We're going to make time for Parney, though. Parney's picks on the other side. Before we hear from Tony Bennett live at 11 o'clock, you'll hear it right here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Before we dip to break, we got more tickets to give away. I got a pair of tickets for Kevin James. Yeah, he's Paul Blart Mall Cop. He did some other things, too, you may have heard of. The Owls Don't Walk Tour is coming to Richmond, the Carpenter Theater, on June 5th. Tickets go on sale today. You can get your tickets by going to DominionEnergyCenter.com. You can also get a pair of tickets right now by calling our listener line. We'll take the first caller, 833-804-0910. The line's lit up on this last time. I expect it'll be the same. We'll do it one more time before the show's over. We're scooting a break. This is 910 The Fan at 105. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thank you for calling in. 2 pairs of Kevin James tickets out the door. 1 more set to come in hour number 2. A reminder at 11 o'clock, live to Charlottesville, Tony Bennett's retirement press conference. Lots of good things are happening here in Richmond as well. One of them is the Dominion Energy Charity Classic Golf Tournament. Our guy Parney was out there playing in the Pro-Am yesterday, as he does every year. Seems like a great opportunity to bring him on for a little happy hour with Parney, a little Parney time, Parney's picks, all the things. Parney, what's up, dude?
What up, MP on the mic? Happy Friday. It's going to be a great weekend in Richmond, Virginia. You're right, Dominion Energy Charity Classic. My father-in-law, Papa John, has his annual birthday party oyster roast tomorrow, so it's going to be rocking in the Parnell house.
Let's go. First off, how'd you do yesterday on the links?
Oh, it was wonderful. I'm just looking at the tee times for today because after we're done, I'm going to shower up and head on over to the DECC. Our pro, Heath Slocum, is teeing off at 11:37 a.m. Great guy. His caddy, Kip, had a great time. Can't say enough about how great Steve and Fitchie and everybody over at the Maine Energy Charity Classic is. It's just a wonderful event for our community. The pros are awesome to deal with. Played with Fat Perez yesterday, Richmond's own golf social media sensation. Fat Perez, it's fun seeing how he's blown up in the golf world. I mean, the pros come to him. Perez doesn't go to the pros. The pros come to him to hang out. So I think that's pretty cool. And it was great for FP to be there with us, and just a great day. So kudos to everybody that's involved in the Markel, Tom Farrell, Pro-Am. It was just a great day, and we had a great time. And I encourage your listeners, our listeners, to go on out there to the CCV. It's beautiful out there, beautiful weather day. Speaking of which, Zach Daniel played with us yesterday, and Eddie Mack was my caddy. And Eddie Mack is a pretty damn good athletic director, but don't sleep on Eddie Mack as a caddy either. He's a pretty good caddy. We made some points for Team Slocum yesterday thanks to Eddie Mack telling me what to do, although he did yell at me quite a few times too.
Well, that's a caddy's job. Got to keep you in line. He's not there to spectate. He's there to win.
That's right. Well, no, he might be, as those of you that know Ed McLaughlin, he might be a tad bit competitive too. So, but we had a wonderful time. Zach Daniel and our foursome provided us great weather. It was just great. So, can't say enough about the DECC. Please go out there today. They're having a great first round on Friday. They're having a military celebration at 5:15. And just go to their website for all the schedules and information. I can't wait to get out there myself. It's going to be a great afternoon.
Only a couple more chances out there. Our guy, Gift Breed's working to bring it to Henrico, Northern Henrico there when the contract runs up. So hopefully it hangs around, because that is one of my favorite annual events for sure. That's a really fun one. And did Eddie Mack's phone, does it just start like vibrating nonstop when something like Tony Bennett retiring happens?
We're on live radio, so I can't say exactly what Eddie Mack said at that moment. But I was over on another, like, I was a little bit away, and I was talking to Heath Slocum about something as we were walking up the fairway, and all of a sudden I heard Eddie Mack say what Eddie Mack said, and then Tony Bennett's retiring. So I think that's obviously the news in the Commonwealth of Virginia and college basketball. I'm anxious to hear at 11 o'clock, what he says, because I think college basketball lost not only a classy coach, but a classy human being, a great human being from everything that I've read and everything that is being said about him. So, I don't know, on the surface, MP, looks like NIL might have got another one.
Yeah, it's so many good ones have left college basketball in recent years. Hopefully if this isn't a wake up call, I don't think anybody's going to wake up losing a guy like Tony Bennett from a sport that desperately needs guys like Tony Bennett. Parney time on Fridays. Parney drops by for a little happy hour, gives his picks. We don't talk about heaters as the rule on the show, of course, but we can give the record from last week. Parney, you pushed on the Commanders game. It was a 7-point spread. Baltimore, of course, ended up winning by 7, but you correctly identified Oregon beating Ohio State. The Lions did beat the Cowboys and were able to comfortably cover that 3-point spread, so you didn't have to sweat that one out. And then you had the Bills squeaking by the Jets. We fade Kent State around here, but that one came back to bite you. Ball State did win but didn't cover in winning. So 3-1-1 last week on the Parney Time picks. You got to feel good about that.
And I will say it should have been 4-1 because let's just say in other relationships that I have in the handicapping world, I was able to get the Ravens -6.5. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Jerome Bettis owes me some money from that one. So I should have been 4-1, and the Golden Flash flashed us, so that's not good. Otherwise, we would have had a really hot week. So let's see if we can keep it going.
Always shop for your lines. That's the lesson here during during Parney time. Two big, big, big college football games this week down in Texas. It's Georgia, Texas, two SEC powers in Austin. Texas is a 4.5-point favorite on the MP board here hosting Georgia.
Well, as I've been doing on this show every week, I haven't really studied anything yet. It seems I do my studying Saturday morning and Sunday morning. But don't study.
This is working for you. Yeah, right. Write it while it works.
Texas is giving Georgia 4.5 points. That's what you said, and you said it's in Austin.
Yes.
So that really means that the bookmakers think that Texas is about 1.5 to 2-point favorite. I think Texas is the best team in the country. I want to go with Georgia. Georgia's already lost the game this year, right?
They lost to Alabama in that other big game.
So let's go with the Bulldogs. I don't know that they'll beat Texas, but I can see this being a field goal game. I also kind of think it might be a slugfest. So let's take the Bulldogs in that one.
And your other one
I do think the Longhorns are the number one team in the country.
And it is sufficiently noted. Parney believes in the Longhorns, but you have to pick a side. That's how Parney's picks works. The other big one's in Knoxville, Alabama, who lost to Vandy somehow, is at Tennessee. Tennessee's having themselves a nice season. Tennessee is a 3-point home dog to the Crimson Tide, Tennessee, Alabama.
Well, they're trying to trick us in this one. I thought Alabama. Let's give it to our friend Shane Beamer, who had a really good game. They should have beaten Alabama. I thought Alabama was going to bounce back and blow Shane out, and they did not. So now I'm starting to think: is this the Nick Saban Alabama, or is this the new coach Alabama? I'm not really sure. Tennessee getting points at home. Let's go with the Vols.
There you go. I'm actually taking the Vols too in this one. I like getting points with a really good young quarterback who's going to try to prove himself on the national stage, Nico Iamaleava. NFL action. We've got the Chiefs and the 49ers. This line surprised me, Parney. This feels like a free money line. The Chiefs are underdogs in San Francisco. They're getting 1.5 against the Niners, who have kind of wobbled a bit but seem to be getting healthy now.
Chiefs. You give Andy Reid points, I'm taking them. I don't care if they're playing the 1972 Russian basketball team. I'm taking them.
You and I agree on this one. Jets-Steelers, it's time. Russell Wilson expected to make his debut, and the Steelers are going to get points at home. They're getting 1.5 against the Jets.
What is going on with these lines?
They're giving out money, Parney. Beware when they're giving out money.
I mean, look, I was going to say anyway that I hate to say this in Richmond. Don't hate me, Richmonders. But Russ Wilson, I mean, I watch reruns every night on TV, the Andy Griffith Show. Russell Wilson, I'm afraid, is an old TV show at this point. So don't hate me for that, Richmond, Virginia. I probably would have stuck with Fields. I mean, but who knows? They're getting points at home, though. This is one where I'm going to go with Vegas. And I'm going to say, if they believe the Jets can beat the Steelers by 1.5, I'm taking the Jets.
I am fascinated to watch Russ who against the Jets defense. That's going to be a fun one. All right, lightning round real quick for the last one. Commanders giving 8 to the woeful Carolina Panthers at home.
We'll take the Commanders in this one. I think they represented pretty well against one of the best teams in the league. So let's take Washington.
I love it. Parney, anything else you want to add on your way out here?
We got Squirreloween next week at the Diamond, October 25th, followed up in November. I think it's the 9th, which is a Saturday, the ballpark warm-up party. The squirrels never sleep.
I love it. Thank you for making time for us. It sounds like a ton of fun. Get out to the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. We got to step aside. Tony Bennett live on the other side, his retirement press conference. You'll hear it right here. Listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. A lot to unpack there. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, continuing live coverage. UVA basketball coach Tony Bennett stepping aside in Charlottesville. It's not health. It's not any of that. He says he's no longer the best coach to lead this program in the current environment. And we started this show by talking about, you know, Gary Hess was in here. He's seen a lot of college sports over the years. Is this a crisis? Yeah. If you're losing people like Tony Bennett, it's a crisis. We have a huge problem in college sports right now. And I circle back on what I always say. The problem isn't that the players are getting paid. And it was great to hear Tony Bennett say the same thing. He said, I think it's right for the students to receive revenue. But in the same breath, he says, college athletics are not in a healthy spot. And he couldn't be more spot on with that. The amount of talent we're losing in college basketball, institutions and men who have led college athletes for a long time and been mentors are stepping away because they don't want to deal with it anymore. One of the things I know about Tony Bennett is he didn't like talking to players' agents. That wasn't his thing. He handed that off to other people on his staff to handle, and that's becoming an increasing part of it. You see, you know, Woj becoming a general manager, right? The general manager position taking a greater emphasis of negotiating for salaries, for everything else. He pointed to Rick Carlisle, a former Pacers coach. He said, it's going to be closer to the old way, Coach Carlisle. It's going to be closer to the pro way, Coach Carlisle. I think there needs to be collective bargaining and those other guardrails, contracts, salary caps, things of that nature. Tony Bennett's, he's not even the canary. Coach K was the canary. Roy Williams was the canary. Jay Wright was the canary. People are fleeing out of the mine. And what you heard from Tony Bennett just now at his retirement press conference, I think there needs to be a pro-style approach to this. He's not saying he wants that. He's very much saying he doesn't want that and he's not equipped for that. He sees where this game's headed. And we don't. Always, I think we get bits and pieces of it. He's in it. He lives it every day. It's the professionalization of college sports. You can like it, you can dislike it. The one thing you can't do is what the NCAA is doing, which is dragging their feet and fighting it. They need to get to the table. They need to work on a solution that works for everybody. And college sports are never going to look the same again. It's just not. As soon as we realize that, as soon as the powers that be make peace with that, that coaches are making $8 million a year, athletic directors are making $5 million a year, the players are making zero, that model's not sustainable. It's over. And you're never putting that toothpaste back in the tube. The quicker you realize that, the quicker we can move on to what it needs to be. And it can still be something great and something special. You know, we'll see it tomorrow on the college football field when Georgia and Texas play each other. When it's good and it's fun, but they can't get out of their own way right now, and it's an issue. You also heard Tony Bennett say he's worried about the health of student athletes. They got a lot of voices in their ear at a really young age. You're 19 years old, you've got an agent, you've got family members saying you got to transfer, coach isn't giving you enough minutes, you got to be a star, you got to get your money. That's a lot. That's a lot for a kid to deal with there. He says college athletics are not in a healthy spot. And you also heard a lot of reflection on the achievements, and I hope the focus doesn't go too far away from that. I think the headline item there from Tony Bennett at his retirement press conference was the college athletics is in crisis. But I hope number two, and I hope we give sufficient time to this, is what he did in Charlottesville, in a conference that's just crazy hard to win in, what he built, how he built an outstanding program, how he did it the right way all these years, how he, you know, brought success and sustainable success with, as he described it, kids who were told they weren't good enough to play for the Dukes and North Carolinas of the world. And then they went down to Tobacco Row and they beat those kids. They beat Duke, they beat North Carolina. It's an enormous run of success. And of course, you can't tell the story without saying his style of play made him the first coach ever as a 1 seed to lose to a 16 seed. And his coaching style made him a national champion a year later. A remarkable 12-month journey that will not soon be forgotten either in Charlottesville or nationally. You also hear him say Ron Sanchez will take over as interim coach. And if he can serve this university in any way, he'll do that. So we'll put Tony Bennett off to the side for a second because we've got a couple other things to get to today. AWOD Radio, AWOD will join us here at 11:45 for a little crosstalk. I know he'll have plenty of Tony Bennett talk during his show as well. We'll take your calls here. We'll give the call to win Kevin James tickets in 4 minutes. So hang around on that if you want to win tickets to Kevin James at the Dominion Theater downtown. Tony Bennett actually still in the room taking questions there in Charlottesville. An emotional day for him. You could hear his voice crack a couple times. He didn't want to do it, but felt he had to do it. He's hanging out in the room right now. His whole team's in there. A lot of former players made the trip back when they heard the news, either last night or in the previous days. He's shaking hands in the room right now in Charlottesville and greeting the people who meant a lot to him along the way. That's not the only thing going on in the world of sports today. And a reminder, tonight we'll have our high school football game of the week. LC Bird and Huguenot. There's a throwback for you. Tony Bennett's a throwback coach. We got a throwback game for you. The Skyhawks taking on the city's best right now. Huguenot flying high at 6-0. So should be a ton of fun there. Gary Hess, Coach Chris will be on the call tonight. High school football game of the week. Tomorrow, UVA at Clemson. It's not a great slate for our locals, but it is a great slate nationally with Tennessee, Alabama, followed by Georgia, Texas. And then Sunday, you'll be right back here. Commanders and the Panthers. The Ron Rivera days are over. Let's fire up the NFL picks bed. Let's do an abbreviated NFL picks here because we got to do it because it's Friday. And make sure we check all the boxes around here. That's what we do. We're a full-service operation. Commanders are an 8-point favorites, and I'm going to say the Commanders win this game but don't cover. I'm going to take the Panthers with the points, not because I think this will be a nail-biter of a game. Just 8 leaves the back door open a little too far for me and my taste. Yeah, that's a late touchdown by Andy Dalton, something of that nature. I think the Commanders do win comfortably. I think they are who we think they are, which is a team that can and should win games like this. But if you give me 8 points in an NFL game, keep that back door open. I want 8 points. So I'm going to take the Panthers on the spread. I do think the Commanders win, though. I don't love where the defense is at minus John Allen. I think they could give up some points here. Might end up being a shootout, but I think Jaden Daniels is very much on track right now, and they keep rolling into a big showdown with the Bears next week. 49ers and the Chiefs, I get points and I get the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, that's the way I want to go there. Obviously, I'm fascinated though by the Sunday night game, Jets Steelers, Russell Wilson's debut, and he's getting points at home. That tells me Vegas doesn't have any faith in Russell Wilson. You know what? I don't either. I'm not sold on this shotgun marriage here of him and Mike Tomlin didn't start well. There are reasons for caution. If he plays well, I'm going to put this Steelers team in the mix to win the Super Bowl. I think everybody's saying right now they don't think that's going to happen. Give me the Jets laying the points in this one. Fun Sunday of football again. Commanders, Panthers, 4:05 kickoff. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Don't have a ton of time for baseball, but the Guardians with a 2-run shot in the 9th, and then they walk it off against the New York Yankees. We've got ourselves a series there. Cleveland up 2-1. Shohei Ohtani taking care of business in New York as the Dodgers continue their ways offensively against the Mets. Another 2-1 series that's a 3-1 series now. They'll look to wrap that up before they head back home. Bayshul Tootin. We started the day with Hokie football. I want to end the workday here with Hokies football as well. Bayshul Tootin, your new Hokie football single game rushing record holder. 266 yards. Antoine Powell Ryland, 4 sacks. That's the third time in his career he's done that. He is the national leader in sacks after that Thursday night game with 11. Great win for the Hokies. Took the punch. Came out of halftime. Looked sloppy. Tootin fumbles it. It's a 7-point game. Boston College has the ball. They hunker down. They make the stop on 4th down. They roll from there. Tootin, 266 yards. The game he deserved on national TV after everything he's given for this program. The Hokies stay on track for their big one against Clemson down the line. All right, before we take a break, we've got one more set of tickets to give out to see Kevin James. He's been everywhere. He's the King of Queens. He's Paul Blart Mall Cop. He's all the things. It's the Owls Don't Walk Tour. Tickets go on sale today. The show is next June 5th. At the Dominion Energy Center. So DominionEnergyCenter.com to buy your tickets to see Kevin James, the Owls Don't Walk Tour stand-up comedy at the Dominion Energy Center. Get there today before all the good ones are gone, because that'll be a hot show. I got a pair of tickets to give out on our way out here. So give us a call, 833-804-0910. I'm going to give you that number one more time, 833-804-0910. We will be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.